All right, everybody, buckle up, because today we're diving into a story that's all about kindness.
And just in time for Thanksgiving, too.
Perfect timing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So get this, we've got these two awesome kids, Reese and Ethan.
Oh, I love a good kid story.
You and me both. Anyway, these guys, they're on this mission to be the ultimate kindness kings.
Kindness kings, huh? I like it.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Their school's got this Thanksgiving kindness quest thing going on, and they're all in. We're talking raking leaves with a twist, delivering some super yummy treats, even getting down and dirty for a good cause.
Sounds like a real adventure.
Oh, it definitely is.
Yeah.
Okay, so first up, they had to rake leaves for their neighbor, Mrs. Lewis. Picture this, a mountain of leaves, like seriously huge.
Wow, that's a lot of leaves.
I know, right? But Reese and Ethan, they grabbed their rakes and got right to it.
Good for them. Always great to lend a hand, especially for folks in the neighborhood who might need an extra hand, you know? Helping out the older folks, it's important.
Absolutely. And you know what's even better? They found a way to make it fun.
Yeah?
They couldn't resist jumping in those giant leaf piles.
Who could resist a good leaf pile? I mean, come on. It's like a childhood rite of passage.
I know, right? It just makes you want to jump right in. It goes to show that even chores can be a blast when you've got a kind heart and a playful spirit.
Exactly. It's not all about, you know, just getting the job done. It's about enjoying the process, too.
For sure. Okay, so for their next act of kindness, Reese and Ethan decided to bake, wait for it, pumpkin muffins.
Pumpkin muffins. Oh, man, I love pumpkin muffins.
Me too. They were making them for Mr. Harvey, the librarian. Now, how sweet is that? Bringing a little bit of sunshine to someone's day.
That is so thoughtful. Baking and sharing, that's just lovely. It's those little gestures, right? That's what makes a community.
Totally. But get this. On their way to the library, they got a little bit hungry.
Uh-oh. Do I even want to know?
They munched on most of the muffins.
Oh, no, they didn't.
They did. Only one little muffin made it to Mr. Harvey.
Ah, but I bet he was still happy to get it, right?
You know what? He was. He was so touched by their thoughtfulness. It proves that even a small gesture, even just one muffin, can make a huge difference. It really is the thought that counts.
Sometimes the smallest things can mean the most, you know? Like, it's not about the quantity, it's the heart behind it.
Exactly. All right, moving on to their next act of kindness. Reese and Ethan decided to write a thank you card. And not just any thank you card, okay? This was for Ms. Daniels, the crossing guard.
Oh, the crossing guard. They do such important work keeping everyone safe. They deserve all the appreciation we can give them.
I know, right? And these guys, they went above and beyond. They even gave her a shout out for her amazing hat collection. Apparently, she's got some pretty cool hats.
That's adorable. Kids notice everything. It's a good reminder to us adults to pay attention to the little things, too.
Totally agree. They put so much thought and humor into their thank you. I bet she's still smiling about it.
I'm sure she is. It's just beautiful how these small acts can really brighten someone's day.
Absolutely. Okay, ready for their final challenge? This one was a little messy.
Bring on the mess. What did they do?
They decided to tackle the park, you know, make it spick and span for everyone. So they went on a full-on litter-picking mission.
Keeping the environment clean. Now that's a super important act of kindness. We gotta take care of our planet.
Couldn't agree more. But here's the funny part. While they were busy picking up trash, they totally wiped out. Fell right into a muddy puddle.
Oh no, those poor guys. Muddy but making a difference, huh?
Muddy but with hearts of gold. They didn't let a little mud stop them. They finished what they started, showing some serious dedication to making their community a better place.
That's the spirit. It's great that they didn't give up, even when things got tough.
They totally rocked it. Covered in mud but bursting with pride, they marched back to school and showed their teacher, Mrs. Bloom, that they had conquered all the challenges. And guess what? They were officially crowned kindness kings.
They earned those crowns. They spread so much kindness, brought smiles to so many faces. What an inspiring story.
They did, didn't they? They showed us that even small acts of kindness can have a huge ripple effect, making the world a brighter place.
It's a powerful message, and it's something we can all carry with us, not just during Thanksgiving, but all year round.
Totally. And that's what this deep dive is all about, learning from Rise and Ethan's amazing adventure and finding our own ways to spread kindness just like them.
So here's a little something to think about. What act of kindness will you do today? Maybe you can help out at home, share something special with a friend, or give someone a big warm hug.
Those are great ideas. Remember, kindness is contagious, and it's a superpower we all possess.
Spread the love, folks. Make the world a little bit brighter, one kind act at a time.
And on that note, that's a wrap on our deep dive. Remember to always be kind and have a happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.